Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And a lady like.
Kwanzaa edition. Ladies like Kwanzaa.
They do. So do gays.
We do. Finally, we get to go to Kwanzaa Town Village. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Yay.
This week on Minority Corner.
What are we doing, my love?
It's a Kwanzaa.
Ooh, good. Oh, I am. Damn. Hey, Patty.
Yeah, did you like that fade out?
I did. I thought it was Patty LaBelle for a second. But if it was Patty LaBelle, she wouldn't know the words. Well, girl, I am.
Ooh, burn. Holly burn.
She knows it's true.
Or Patty burn.
Patty burn.
Why'd I say Holly?
Because you got Holly Berry on the brain. Because
I always do.
It's deck the halls, you know.
Happy Holly days. I don't know.
Do you think she says that? I hope she does.
She probably does. That's her Christmas card. That is her Christmas
happy
card.
Happy Holly days.
Legit.
You know what? Cute. I would do it. I would rock that too.
I would do it too.
Well, not only are we doing all that, we are revisiting Kwanzaa.
We are. Our episode last year that we did was amazing.
So good. So we are bringing it back out with some new and even some new stuff that we're going to talk about beforehand. And you're going to learn all the things on how to do a Kwanzaa. What is a Kwanzaa? All the things.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna learn it all.
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually am re-inspired to celebrate Kwanzaa. So everybody listen to it, get informed. A lot of feedback last year about people loving it. This
Good.
Is like one of our top episodes.
One of our top episodes, that is for sure. So it's coming out of the vault and into your ear holes. And,
yes.
Also, stay tuned at the very, very end. I have a very special announcement to make that might make your Kwanzaa stockings fall off. Ho, ho, ho.
Wrong holiday.
What'd you call me?
That is the wrong holiday. And yeah, I know you're trying for the joke, but...
I was. And that guy's like, no time for this joke. Because you know what? Y'all about to get Kwanzaa part deux.
It's number two, electric boogaloo style.
There it is. You know, we had to bring it back. We had to bring it back for a number of reasons.
Yes. Well, first of all... We listened to it, and it was an excellent episode.
It was a very good episode, so we're like, we gotta re-put this out. And two, you know what? I'm gonna be truthfully honest. When I was in Disneyland for the Avengers 10K, and
yes.
It was Christmas, and I was like, well, where's the Kwanzaa cart? Like, there's like a Christmas, like, Hanukkah village. And
yeah.
one of the producers was like, oh, tell me about Kwanzaa. I'm like, yeah, you know, people don't know enough about Kwanzaa. You see, first of all, well, and then what you do...
Oh, no.
Well, it's really about African-American culture and...
I forgot. You, me
so
too.
I was
it was
like,
informative for me to listen. I was like, ooh, yes,
oh, yeah.
That's good.
So
that's
I was
real
like,
good.
Damn, we forgot. Now, I know
yeah.
Our listeners done forgot. And two, we have new listeners who I wanted to share
yes.
The wealth and knowledge and experience about the Kwanzaa. So that's what you're doing here.
At first I was like, yes, okay, good. We're going to do the Kwanzaa episode. I'm gonna give myself a little breaky poo, and then I was like, you know what, we're gonna be talking about it beforehand, so let me listen to this episode again. And I was cracking up at us, like,
I mean,
we were on fire. If you want to get some peak James Neke action, that
the
episode,
end of the year, we are,
I know, we
are like golden,
we rev it up a
ready.
Notch.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was a good episode. And you know what, it actually, I'm gonna be completely honest again, I
yeah,
did not celebrate
do.
Kwanzaa last
please
year.
Do.
You,
you know
did.
What? I was going to wait till the end of the show to see if we wanted to recap if we... But we'll just jump right into it right now.
Okay,
so you did
sorry,
not
just,
celebrate.
I did
no, it's
not
fine.
Celebrate
we didn't write
it.
An
but you
yes.
Know what, though? This
what?
Year, after
You're
listening
it.
To it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to celebrate Kwanzaa. It's going to be a Kwanzaa household here.
Perfect.
Because
get ready, Andrew.
That shit was inspiring for me. I think, like, last time, just... talking it out was good, and I felt good, like, ooh, yeah, I'm sharing the wealth, I'm gonna do it, and then it went out my brain. But
mm-hmm.
Then actually listening to it, being like like actually participating in giving out the information but receiving
yep.
the information,
ooh,
I'm like,
yeah,
I, You inspired me. I inspired myself.
Good. Listen, that's what this podcast hopefully does. That's hopefully what we do to each other. I love it. Here's the thing. I tried to do Kwanzaa last year. I was in England, yes. If we remember yes. this. I was in England. And also, I was, in the very, white south part of England. There was no Jamaicans there.
Remember, I was at one point, I just told you to get a meat patty and call it a day. But you I guess did. Not.
You And so, I was trying to Skype my family, and my brother was like, oh, we're doing Kwanzaa, we're good. But I'm like, but what about me? It's about family coming together. And we couldn't sync up on the time. I think I did the first 3 days with my mom, and then I just posted every day on social media about what the different days were and tried to reflect. It's very hard to do Kwanzaa by yourself, just saying.
Yeah, okay.
So I might have to call you up and be like, all right, girl, let's talk about, day one.
I am all about it. Let's do it. I am here for you. I will be your Kwanzaa family. Also, I think we talked about it you guys will hear it, but we talked about how it's your family, but also your created family, too. Mm-hmm. It's your village. It's who you surround yourself with.
Your tribe.
With.
And I feel like that's been a big theme of the year is our different tribes. And we as human beings, we're tribal peoples. And
we're tribal.
The things that we really need are connection with other human beings,
Right.
Birds need scraps and shit, right? But we need I heard that somewhere. Birds thrive on just getting their berries or whatever they can get.
I don't know how I feel about birds. So.
Sorry about that.
Don't care.
She does not care. But yeah, I'm super excited about to do Kwanzaa. And I am still upset that no one has picked us up for our reality TV show. We're supposed to be doing You Got Kwanzaa'd.
You Got Kwanzaa'd.
Yeah, where just a refresher, where we go into people's houses and we stay with them for the full week of Kwanzaa.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think you're missing the key component where it's people are out, we sneak in, we create a Kwanzaa spread. And then they come home and we go, you got Kwanzaa'd. And then you just stay with them.
For a week and eat their food.
You demand that they take their nuts out in a way. Yeah. So not only is it invasive, but it's also demanding a shape for us.
Absolutely. Well, I have a peanut allergy and I had an attack this weekend. James barely survived.
Which is so scary.
It was terrifying. I thought this was going to be it. I was running. I actually went to lunch with a friend. He offered me this food. I sit down, eat the food. I'm like, oh, my throat is swelling up. He's like, oh. I was like, is there peanuts in that? He's like, I'm like, great.
Okay. First, who's this friend?
Well, I'm not naming
names. Is he really your friend?
Good call.
Because baby girl Neke over here is side-eyeing this guy from across the country.
Well, and then I thought I could do, it's deceptive, my peanut allergy. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be okay. And then 2 hours go by, we're hanging out. And then my stomach starts jabbing pains. And then I'm like, I got to go. And then I was going to go to the Max Fun meetup. But then I was like, I got in a subway and I was like, I need to go home. Sorry, Max Fun meetup. Yeah. I got to go home. Stomach pains. I'm swelling up, itching, rash.
So scary.
Bloodshot eyes, scratching all over the place. And this guy looks at me like I'm crazy. He's like, you need to stop coughing all over the place. I'm like, I'm having an allergy attack. He's like, maybe you should get off the subway. I'm like,
wow. He's not helping you.
And I said to him, I was like, thanks. I'll be okay. Thanks a lot. I get off the subway, run to the CVS at Madison Square Garden, find the Benadryl. I'm ripping into the Benadryl before I can even get to the counter, guzzling down ginger ale. I go to the counter, pay for it, and the guy at the counter can see that clearly something's wrong with me. Doesn't ask me if I'm okay.
He's just like, nope, not gonna do.
All right, ring it up. And another day in New York. And then I'm like, gotta get home. Get on the subway, because I don't want to pay $50 for a taxi ride home. So I'm like, gotta get on the subway. Yeah. And I make it to 86th Street. And then I'm like, fuck it. I gotta get off. I might throw up. I don't want to be like, if you throw up on the subway, I'm the guy that stops train traffic for the next few hours. So
no,
don't you do that.
You get off that subway.
So then I get into a taxi cab. I go the next 30 blocks. I make it 4 blocks. And the universe is like, get the fuck out of this cab. I throw the $11 at the cab driver. And I get out the cab. And I just start, as soon as I open up the door, I start throwing up.
No.
And in between convulsions, I know that this taxi driver doesn't give a fuck. And he's not going to wait for me. So I grab my bag in between convulsions, close the door. He takes off. And then finally, at the end of throwing up, someone says, are you okay? This old
Who
black man.
Who is this person?
And
oh,
I'm like,
of course,
thank you.
Our people.
I'm like,
our
thank
fucking
you.
People taking care of each other.
All I wanted was for someone to say, well, that guy in the subway was also black, so side-eyeing him and his girlfriend.
Yeah!
Yeah. And I thought this was going to be the thing that was going to break me because I'm on the Whole 30. I'm
yeah.
only eating meat and vegetables and fruit for 30 days. And usually after something like that horrific, you want to treat yourself to whatever the fuck you want. And
yeah.
I thought it was going to break me. I thought I was going to like get some donuts or something. But I realized my mm-hmm. dependency to food as like a thing to make you feel better. As like uh-huh. if you want to feel good or if you're feeling bad. And so I said, nope, vegetable soup. And
look at you, self-discovery plus. Let's also be real. Your body had gone through trauma, so you probably need the most, like, gentle thing on your body.
I'm an adult now.
So,
because
so,
actually,
know.
when I had the peanut allergy attack when I was in Portland doing a shoot for Marvel, I ate voodoo donuts afterwards.
No!
I've changed over the last few months, so,
yes,
you know.
You have. The growth. I'm very proud of your growth. I'm glad you're alive, New York. You guys need to fucking deal with your shit because this is fucked up. Also, I would like to point out
yeah.
how functioning you were through all of this.
Yeah.
There are days when I'm fine. I have nothing wrong with me. And I'll be like, I don't want to go to CVS. I don't, you know what? What? Public transportation? No. I'm just going to sit here. You were literally dying, and you're like, got to do this, got to go
yeah.
over here, got to make this transfer, got to pay
yes.
this thing over here. Here, homeless man, take this dollar. I'm going to do this hopscotch right now. Maybe I'll do a swing set. Oh, you want me to do a little jazz dance on the corner for some change? Sure. Like, what the hell, James?
Survival instincts were intact. Like, I even closed the tag. I got my bag out nice and politely in the middle of throwing up, closed the door, and it's like, okay. I even actually didn't even tell you, I stopped by Planet Fitness to go to the bathroom because I didn't want to.
Did you do a couple runs on the elliptical while you were there too? Jesus.
I was like, oh, I'm a few blocks from my gym. Let me go to the bathroom before I take this next leg of the journey. I don't
wow.
know. It's just, meanwhile, I'm puffy. I'm having a full blown
yes,
allergy attack.
James. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Note to all of James's friends, do not give him peanuts.
Don't
just
do it.
Don't do it.
From now on, I'm going to always ask. I'm going to be obnoxious. If it's a hamburger, I'm going to be like, is there peanuts in this? I'm going
to
be
I
that
guy.
I have
no problem with that. I have no problem with that because you need to look out for yourself. This is your life and you need to live it. And honestly, the older you get and the more allergy attacks you get, the more severe they get. So
I just feel like I'm going to be obnoxious between this and I'm on the Whole 30 diet. I'm like, can I eat this? Or
you just got to.
I just transformed into like a 30 something white woman who in New York. New York's getting to me. I can't eat this.
Oh my God. Just, you know what? Be careful. Keep making your own food.
Can we also just say that Kwanzaa came early in the celebration of things and don't side-eye me about this because it's a callback because I put her on blast on our Chicago episode, our
Who?
Chicago live episode, Omarosa.
Oh, that bitch.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I know Kwanzaa is about the celebration of the African American community, which is why I'm celebrating her getting the boot because it is a win for the African American community for her to get the boot.
It is. It's called, she has never celebrated the black community, so she needs to fucking get the fuck out because, oh God, what sweet dessert. And how everybody has been laughing at it has just been like, even more
sweet.
Just like, so sweet. Like, I hate to like laugh at somebody's demise, but she really put this on herself.
I don't think that her heart, I think her heart is full of fear and anger and hurt. And she's been nasty to so
yeah.
many people. And I hope Omarosa, I know you're listening because I know you live Minority Corner.
She's our number one fan, weirdly.
Weirdly. You would think she'd learn more from our
she'd
show.
I hate it.
I hope that this is the wake up call. I hope this is her Scrooge. I hope this is her like Scrooge McDuck moment, wake up moment, and she
yeah.
realizes that she needs to change her direction of her life. You know, because it's.
I mean, we all hope for that, but what we're gonna get is just her disappearance into nothing, which is I'm happy
no,
with that too.
She's gonna
I'm
write
happy
a,
with that too.
She's gonna write a book, and
yeah, nobody better buy that fucking book. Nobody likes her. She's
yeah.
literally. Gone against, well, first of all, the people that she was snuggling up against don't like black people, so I don't
yeah.
know why you were trying to do that. And then on top of that, now you've just made a fool of them too. So the racism can really just get into that.
Yeah.
And black people, we aren't stomping for you, Omarosa.
Nope, we do
can
not.
Can you imagine being her family?
I wonder. Now that is a book I'd like to read. I'd read that book. They're like, where do we go wrong? Raising Omarosa.
Stop
this
it.
This girl's possessed. We tried to give her Kwanzaa and she just would not take. So you know what? This episode is for the Omarosas out there. This episode is it's for everybody. Because I'm super excited. Get ready to dive back in. It's a refresher course. If you've listened to this episode before, listen to it again because I know you done forgot.
It's fun. I enjoyed it. You're in for a treat.
Get ready for this Kwanzaa movement. First, we're going to start off with a quiz to A Quizlet Corner to see how much you even remember about Kwanzaa or how much you know about Kwanzaa. And then also, we're going to learn about what is Kwanzaa, and then you walk us through all the different setup and things, because it's not intricate, but there's specific things that you need.
Yeah, it's like if you don't know about it, like if you didn't know about Christmas that you had to get a fucking tree and put ornaments on it and lights, it's kind of like the same sort of shit.
You'd be like, how do I do this? What am I doing? What do I need? I don't know. This is new
strangeness. Also, oh, and you talk about the different meanings of each day.
Yes,
which I
think
is super important. That's cool.
So get ready to get empowered on this Kwanzaa. Get ready to get Kwanzaa'd.
You're about to get Kwanzaa'd.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have a special guest, Patti LaBelle, later on. All right, well, here we go. Get ready for your Kwanzaa quiz happening.
Do I need to sing a song?
Yeah.
Kwanzaa Quizlet, Kwanzaa Quizlet, Kwana, 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 Kwanzaa Quizlet.
Okay, Aneke, it is you and I trying to solve this together. So
it's like one of those rooms where you like have to solve the mystery before the buzzer.
Yeah, don't kill me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be the saddest thing ever, is that like as you and I try to, you know, celebrate Kwanzaa, we get murdered.
This is a dark twist. Let's move away. This is not a Krampus Kwanzaa Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like the Minority Corner team building exercise.
It is. I like that.
So welcome everybody to the team building exercise.
Work retreat.
Here we go. Work retreat. So true or false, Aneke, let's solve this together. Kwanzaa is a religious holiday.
That's false. I know that. It's an academic holiday.
Well, I'm going to say false, too. I'm going to go with your answer. So we'll find out if that's true. All right. Question number two. Follow along, listeners. What do you think as well? Kwanzaa was created by an American in the 1960s amid a political and social movement to build a sense of cultural pride in the African-American community. Who was this founder?
I don't know.
Well, we have four options to help us out. Woo!
Oh, okay.
All right. A, Malcolm X. B, Marcus Garvey. D, C, Dr. Maulana Karnaga. Or D, Stokely Carmichael.
It's the one you can't pronounce.
Yes, I think that is their own too. Dr. Maulana Karnaga. That's what I think.
Also, I like how you picked the most like... You should have just been like, A, Oprah Winfrey, B, Rosa Parks, like the most notable black people you could
C, Stacey Dash. Do you imagine? Oh,
ding, 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 Stacey Dash.
I'm pretty
Dash.
Sure Stacey Dash is not selling. She's
not trying to drive
Kwanzaa.
As far away from Kwanzaa as fucking possible.
She is probably like, what is like the least Kwanzaa holiday? She's like celebrating St. Patrick's Day or something. Like,
basically, she's like, is it in another month? Are black people not around? I'm celebrating that shit because I'm Stacey Dash and I'm an idiot.
That's how she pretty much signs off on all of her sentences. All right, number three. Why is Kwanzaa celebrated over 7 days? You have four options. One, A, there are 7 days in a week.
Okay.
B, there are 7 central principles and values to reflect on, one for each day. C, the number 7 is a symbol of perfection and unity in ancient Africa.
Mm.
Or D, none of the above.
Is the number 2 one. That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with letter B, number 2. That's what yes. I would say too. Yeah, I feel like we're applying for like an application together, like an application.
We're not doing that, right? We're not.
I believe it's like an application for you and I, like, to be like Kwanzaa like aficionados or something.
No, we're the Kwanzaa representatives, and they are going to go with probably Gail and Oprah, not
Oh, I know. We're, like, competing to try to get, like, to be, like, the king and queen of Kwanzaa.
Ooh, I love that.
Gail and Oprah better not beat us out this year. They always beat
Every
us.
Year. We're the underdogs in that race.
God damn it. Ugh, Gail. All right. She still owes me $5, but anyways.
Ooh, number she four. She better pay you back. Okay.
She needs to. You know she can. Mm-hmm. Number four. Which of the following is not one of the seven principles celebrated at Kwanzaa? Mm. A.
Wait, unity. Hold on, James.
Oh, what?
Didn't you just answer the last question with this question?
Maybe. I didn't make this quiz. PBS did it. And this is also underneath the Black Cultural Connect / quizzes / what is Kwanzaa section on PBS.
So good. So good. Wait, so Number PBS four, came up with Dr. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, and Marcus Garvey? Oh, PBS, yes. You dialing this in.
They know it's going to be hard enough for folks. So number four, mm-hmm. Which of the following is not one of the seven principles celebrated at Kwanzaa?
Okay.
A, unity. B, faith. C, self-determination, or D, remembrance?
Faith.
I'm going to go with faith, because I think we're going with that this is not a religious holiday.
This is an academic holiday, so yeah, academics like to keep faith away from things unless they're studying it.
Oh, good save. Mm. All right, there are seven questions, perhaps in honor of the 7 days of Kwanzaa. So number five, the name Kwanzaa comes from the phrase Matuanda Ya Kwanza, which means first fruits in Swahili.
Oh.
There is an extra A at the end of Kwanzaa because A, Americans needed a way to pronounce the word correctly.
See what happened with my name on that one, but all right. Well, go ahead.
Sometimes I add in a third N. B, seven children wanted to represent a letter of Kwanzaa during the first celebration, and so the extra A was added. Or C, observers wanted to reflect the difference between the African American celebration Kwanzaa and the Swahili spelling Kwanzaa.
It has to be that third one, because as soon as I heard the second A, I thought African American.
Really? I was going to go with the second answer.
Oh, look at us. A path that diverges debating. Into two.
Uh-oh. Because I feel like in the video I watched or something, they were like, they didn't want the child to be left out. And Kwanzaa talks a lot about children.
See, you watched a video. I didn't watch that video.
Oh, see? Study up.
I watched the beginning of it.
Oh, just the beginning of it. You did watch. That's what I was like. I thought you watched the same video. Okay, what do you think, Ineke? Which one do you think we should go with?
I think that we should keep our separate stances because it makes it more exciting.
Well, one of us is going to fail.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, here we go. Last one. There's two more. What is the name of the symbolic object that holds the candles of Kwanzaa? A, menorah.
No.
B, kinara. C, African candelabra.
Get that out of my face. Get that answer out of my face.
Oh my God. I kind of wish it was an African candelabra.
Candelabra?
I want.
It's a candelabra.
Yo. Oh, it's a candelabra?
That's the name.
I like candelabra better.
No, a candelabra is just something that holds candles, like a fancy way of saying that. And I like how they just slap on African in the beginning. Come on. PBS.
That's trying to fool you.
PBS, all right, you're
last
drunk.
One. They were. Last one. True or false, anyone can celebrate Kwanzaa.
That's No, it's false. Only black people. Duh. Everybody. That's what... no shit.
Yes, I'm dead. I'm dying. Can you imagine? False. No! You better give me that candelabra back. You ain't black.
What if I did that? I was like, I'm sorry, Andrew. Only black people can celebrate Kwanzaa. You go in the other room while I do this by myself.
Meanwhile, you're just in your Kwanzaa corner just by yourself and like... Andrew's trying to like look at you. You're like, look away.
This is not for you.
Yes, that is right. Everyone, I believe, can celebrate. We got an 85%, 6
what
out of
7. What did we get wrong?
I think, find out.
It only gives you the percentage?
Why won't they tell me what I did wrong?
Oh, PBS.
Well, I'm gonna, my hunch says I answered incorrectly on that one because I went with my answer because I thought it was correct, but you were right on that one.
Double A for African American. Actually, that's not what it's for. Here. It's just to differentiate between it because I always remember that Kwanzaa is an African American holiday, not an African holiday.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, well, in honor that everyone can celebrate Kwanzaa, let's all dive in and understand even more what is Kwanzaa. So let's do it.
I love it. And you know what? I hope this inspires some people to actually celebrate Kwanzaa this year.
Absolutely. I agree. So, well, let's do it.
Yay!
Kwanzaa time. So we kind of talked about this in the Quizlet a little bit, but just a little background information that Kwanzaa was started back in 1966 during the Civil Rights Movement.
Deep in it,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was started by Dr. Mawalana Karinga. That sounds right.
Let me take a stab at it.
Mawalana Karinga.
Dr. Mawalana Karinga. Yeah, Dr. Mawalana Karinga.
Took me 3 tries, but I got it. So he's also the professor and chairman of Black Studies at California State University Long Beach, which I think is both random and dope. Like,
I like that it's a state university and it isn't one of these like hoity-toity Ivy schools because this is a holiday for the people.
Absolutely. And I also, I mean, Long Beach, you are sitting on an amazing gem of information and knowledge. Everybody needs to go take classes with Dr. Mawalana Karanga.
Yes, I completely agree.
So he started it after the Watts riots in LA and he wanted to create a way to bring Black folks together and create a sense of community and celebration. So then when I heard that, I was like, oh damn, this holiday is hella dope, and why have I not been celebrating this? Looking at you, Mom.
It's like unity for Black people during a time of need, specifically African Americans. We came to this country, we got all of our cultural reference stripped away from us. Like, literally, we didn't come here to assimilate, we were brought here. And we were forced to leave it behind. So I say, right on, let's create something new for us.
And that was exactly the idea behind this holiday, was that he wanted it, you know, to be, because, you know, like a lot of cultures have like their parades, or like, you know, they have like the Irish parade, or they have, you know, Dias de los Muertos, like a lot of different cultures here in the U.S. still have, like, you know, their big holidays.
Their attachments to home.
Right. And so this, we wanted to create sort of like a week-long celebration, more than just like, you know, Black History Month, but like a concentrated week that was actually really rooted in African traditions and language and identities and things like that. So
I love it.
Almost like really, especially like now more than ever, it's like we need, the world needs Kwanzaa right now.
I completely agree.
And that was the idea that, like, so it comes from the word fresh fruit.
Or
from
first fruit.
First fruit. Yes, that's true. That's even more true. Well, depending on your translation.
I like that. There you go. There you go.
But yeah, first fruit, as an Eke's more correct translation of the harvest celebrations in Swahili.
Because you know I speak Swahili so well.
You good. That is another thing, though, too. It's like I was watching this one of Trevor Noah's documentaries and stuff. And like down in South Africa, they speak like 5 different languages. That's impressive.
That's the one thing that I want to bring up real quickly, too, about Africa. Every single African nation had some oppressor, and those oppressors brought their languages. So the majority of Africans speak 1 or 2 of the native languages, and then they speak the language of whoever the oppressor was, which is like, you know, English, French, Belgium, whatever, Portuguese.
Dutch. And sometimes Dutch. They speak like multiple of those. Like Trevor Noah speaks like German, English, I think Swahili, like it's just like 5. But yeah, you're totally right.
So we need to hurry up and get with the program, America.
Yeah, we are
how many languages do
lazy.
Fuck?
Uh-uh. One, if you're lucky, and not even all that well.
Barely.
Speaking of things all kinds of crazy. But this Kwanzaa combines aspects of several different harvest celebrations, such as Ashanti, not to be confused
the singer?
I knew you were going to say that. Not to be confused.
It was a soft pitch.
Not to be confused with R&B. I'm not going to say princess because she was never my R&B princess because that's Aaliyah.
But wait, is it Ashanti or Ashanti?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm reading this wrong. Ashanti. I just wanted to talk about Ashanti for a second.
I do not disagree with you. I think we need to bring her up whenever.
Because would she, everyone wanted to tout her off as like R&B princess, but she's not my princess. Not my princess.
She wasn't that great.
Not my princess.
Not my princess either. I agree with you.
Ashanti, hashtag not my princess.
Is she anybody's princess right now?
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's not really doing anything, so I'm not going to talk shit about her. I'm only going to talk shit about people who are actually like out there doing things. And then, because now I feel kind of bad because she can't sell a record.
She did a lot of songs with Ja Rule.
She was all up on the
drum. So both of them are not doing anything.
Neither. She also made that one song, Ooh Baby, Oh Baby, You're My Baby, Hey Baby, where they actually counted how many times she says baby in it, and it's 56 times.
56?
Yeah, 56 times.
That's... That's amazing.
So anyway, so it combines Ashanti, Zulu, and Swahili, right? The basis of...
I like that.
And so each family can celebrate Kwanzaa in their own way. So everyone is trying to figure out, well, how am I going to do it? Every family can do it.
How am I going to do it?
Well, good news is you can figure out how your family does it. A lot of times there is usage of African drums. There's a lot of storytelling, poetry reading. It's sort of like just a big like festival in your house of like art and culture and family togetherness.
That sounds good. It also sounds like with the storytelling, African drums, and poetry reading, sounds like Berkeley.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's just Berkeley in your living room. And so then, yeah, so and there'll be a large traditional meal, especially on the final night. And each night, the family gathers together around the kanara, so that is the candle holder, which we learned in the quiz.
We got it right. Whee! High five.
Woo.
Yes.
And then one of the seven principles is discussed, which it's in Swahili is called Nguzu Zaba.
Nguzu Zaba.
Yes. So,
and we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we will. So you have values we talk about values of African culture, which contribute to building and reinforcing community among African Americans. And this is celebrated between the dates of January 26th all the way to...
You mean December.
That's exactly it. Yes.
I'm sorry.
People are going to mark it in their calendars and be like, oh, my God, I missed it because of James.
A month late, man, and a dollar short.
This is why Oprah and Gail are beating us out.
No, but
in the
Kwanzaa, you know what we got?
King and
you know
queen.
What?
Okay, I'm not
you
gonna give
up. You
know
what we got? We got a heart, though.
Okay, well, that's true. Because they have like all these, you know, it's just you and I. They have like a team of people.
But
and they
you know
just
what?
Show up and
we
look
are
cute.
Ragtag, and I love
the
it.
Underdogs here. They might be the Harlem Globetrotters with all their like, you know, razzmatazz, but we got.
But
skill.
We're the Bad News Bears.
I would love to see that matchup, the Bad what? News Bears versus the Harlem Globetrotters. First of all, playing
terrible
two different
matchup.
Sports.
I know, baseball and basketball.
And one of them's just really terrible, and the other one just like all this fancy moves.
Superstars.
All right, so the real dates for Kwanzaa, mark your calendars, and this is why we had to bump our Christmas episode till after.
You got Kwanzaa'd Christmas.
You got Kwanzaa'd Christmas, because Kwanzaa happens directly right after Christmas, so move over Boxing Day, it's Kwanzaa time. So December 26th to January 1st.
Nice.
All right, now we get to the seven principles. So each day you would like...
But wait, can I pause you?
Yeah.
This year marks the 50th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, Aneki, that's so right. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I mean, if it was discovered in 1966 and this is 2006, 50th anniversary. And you know what? Everybody's talking about 2016 being a shit year. Let's leave it with a beautiful, wonderful hug of Kwanzaa.
That's what I think is so beautiful about this holiday. It's such a great way to sort of wrap up the year and really talks about, like, because listen, like, on the 25th, everybody goes through their presents and they unwrap shit and they leave it a mess. But the idea yes. is like you can celebrate Christmas and then or whatever holiday you celebrate. But then the next day, then you get 7 days of like family togetherness and cultural enrichment. You know, it's really yes. beautiful. It's really the it's best nice. Way to end the year. So I really say, let's do this. So 7 principles. Each day you would talk about what one of these principles are.
On the, I love it.
On the first day.
On the first day of Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa,
we talked about this. So the first day is about unity. And this is from the word umoja.
Umoja.
Yeah, I said that right because so this is... they phonetically spelled it. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We need it.
Thank you, history.com.
My segment is not phonetic, so watch out.
Hold on. So in the first day, you're going to talk about unity. So as the family, you gather around. And you also, everyone would drink out of the unity cup. So they would pass.
Nobody better have no cold sores.
Nah, because they don't want to be spreading that around. Grandma don't need that. So you would sip out of the unity cup. You could put whatever you want into this unity cup. You could put water. Oh. You could put milk or wine.
None of those options. What about some, like, sparkling eggnog? Cider?
Okay, yeah, you sure. And so everyone drinks out of the unity cup, and then the last okay. person, I think it's, like, usually the older sibling, will take the last sip and then pour it into this bowl, and you give a libation to the family members who are not there. So
oh,
it's a way of,
nice.
Like, looking back at your ancestors. And so...
by giving them some backwash. Sorry. I had to. I'm sorry.
On it. But I'm it's just... sorry. I think it was, like, considered, like, bad... bad energy to finish off like the because it is just like back because it is kind of backwashed it was bad like yeah. energy to drink that and it was like give that to those who are not your ancestors who are not here they'll accept that because they're like you
they'll
know
they'll accept it
I'm dead I don't need the good part
and they're accepting some of the essence of all of the family members from the backwash
exactly yeah that's exactly it mm-hmm. I hate to go last though
no me too sorry big brother
oh man.
So that was December 26th.
Yes, 26th. And so just a little brief. So unity, the idea was to strive for and maintain unity in the family and community, nation, and race. So it's really beautiful. Mm. The whole entire family would have a conversation about this. I would be oh, really great, like as a 6-year-old, to be having this conversation about, you can maybe even talk about like what your family goals for the year might be, strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. It's really like a family team huddle. Which is dope.
I love it. That's really sweet.
Then the second day is about self-determination. So we got this.
So December 27th.
December 27th. It is, in Swahili, is pronounced Kujichagulia.
Good thing you had that because I'm looking at this word right now and I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, we got to really learn this language. And so then you talk about self-determination on the second day. And so now to define ourselves... name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak yes. for ourselves.
Ooh, so, I love this.
That is a day of empowerment, you know?
This is Black Lives Matters Day.
Exactly, like essentially, right? And also just like, you know, who are you, you know, 6-year-old little girl, drink, you know, who are you, you know?
Who are you?
All right, so then we're on December 28th, your birthday.
My birthday.
Well, yay! Aneke, get ready to Kwanzaa on your birthday.
Gross.
Because today, my little Kwanzaa baby.
Yes.
We are going to talk about collective work and responsibility.
Oh.
It is time to work on your day.
That's my birthday is collective work and responsibility. How fucking, God damn it.
You thought you'd get like, you know, President's Day.
Or like, you know, unity, love,
yeah,
trust, whatever. No, it's like bills.
Well, let's look into this. So it's the Swahili word is ugima.
Ugima. Ugima, yeah.
So, ugima.
Ugima.
Yeah. So on this collective work and responsibility day, it's to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. I feel like
so I'm taking on other people's problems on my birthday.
What a beautiful act, Aneke. Like you were kind it's of like that is beautiful. You are going down
it's beautiful.
In history.
It is.
It's a lot of responsibility to be the Kwanzaa baby. Listen, it's just your job. And
God,
you
I
know
got
what?
The worst day of Kwanzaa.
Not
too,
just, man. Okay, we'll sing Kwanzaa Grinch.
Okay.
Listen, Kwanzaa Scrooge. But if you think about
it's actually very sweet. I like it.
And it's not just, and like, you know, really like also like in Buddhist practices, we talk about being of service. So what a beautiful gift to like on your birthday is actually like a day of service, because everyone, it's not just you, like we all talk about how we're going to take these problems on. And so it's like, if we all take on these problems, it lightens the load for everyone. So really, everyone doing this for your birthday, that should be the birthday gift that you demand from everybody. Take some of this load. Yeah. Take some of this work and responsibility. So that way it lightens the work for you.
I'm into it. And also, I say this sounds like a community shop day. Like, on December 28th, if you want to celebrate a little bit of Kwanzaa, go shop locally. Ooh. Go to that neighborhood shop and, like, buy some goods from don't go to, like, the big box store.
Don't
go
do
to,
it.
Like, your local
haberdashery,
city, neighbor employed place and support your community.
Yeah, I like this, that you're actually taking a little bit step further of how in Kwanzaa, each one of these days, you can maybe also do acts. So it's not just, you know, we sit around, we have these conversations, and then we go act and be about it, right? So maybe even maybe it's a volunteer day. Maybe it's a day where you write to a congressperson, or you donate something, or it's like, I think it's like community day. How can you enrich the community? So that's a good idea.
I love that. That's wonderful.
We just gave Kwanzaa an upgrade. So take that, Gail. And Oprah.
You're welcome, Kwanzaa.
All right. The next day, Aneka's birthday is over. She is now a year older.
I'm now old.
She's now old. Now she is.
This December 29th.
Is cooperative economics. Uh-oh. Maybe hold off on buying locally, because this is about...
Oh, never mind. Damn it. Yeah. I jumped the gun. So
I guess what you could do, collective work and responsibility, would be helping out the community. Maybe helping out an elderly person, do some chores.
Yeah. Go take out an old person's garbage, feed their cat, hang out with them, read stories to a baby.
Yeah. So the other day on your birthday, it's like community day. Go out and do it.
Yes.
And now we get to go shopping, I think, maybe.
Okay.
So Ujamaa. And it says to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. So shop black.
Oh, yeah. So take everything that I just said and apply it to this day and ignore that I said it for the previous day.
Yes. This is actually, you know, we should reclaim Black Friday and say that December 29th is the real Black Friday.
Yes. African-American Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's not a Friday. This year, it's going to be a Thursday.
Oh, that's true. So it doesn't work.
It's Black Thursday, y'all.
It's like, but it's Wednesday. I'm like, I don't care. Call it Black Friday. So I guess we can't reclaim it. But yeah, shopping, especially like towards shop local. And specifically, this is an African, I'm going to say this. Shop at African-American black stores. Because this is a black and African-American holiday. So we really want to make sure we're focusing towards that. So go eat at black and African restaurants and foods and support African and black businesses on December 29th in honor of Kwanzaa. I am loving this day. I'm loving this holiday. Kwanzaa's great.
I kind of feel I need to celebrate Kwanzaa this year. I think I'm going to take the initiative and do it.
I think I'm going
to
do it too. So I'm excited.
Me too.
Except I'm going to be in England, so I don't know what. I'm sure there's some black lady store or something. I'm sure there's a beauty supply store I can go to.
There's hella black people in England.
But I'm going to be in the southern.
There's hella. My people are there. There's so many Jamaicans over there because we're an old English colony. Go buy yourself a Jamaica meat patty and call it a day.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Then solves. See how we solve these shit. And then now we are on December 30th, Purpose, also known as Nia.
Nia, like Nia Long.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. That's exactly it. That's what Nia Long's name means, purpose. Beautiful.
That's really nice, actually. I like
Nia Long. I saw her at the gym. She was in Big Mama's House, the first one. It was playing at the gym. And I was just like, damn, Nia Long, I miss you. I'm sorry Hollywood didn't know how to...
I miss her, too.
I'm sorry Hollywood didn't know how to treat you and do such amazing things.
She's in something. She's in the remake of Beaches.
Oh, good. Awesome. I'm glad that she's doing something outside of Big Mama's house. So, on this day, it's to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. So, you talk about that. We would have a conversation about that. And then I guess maybe brainstorm ideas of how you would go and do that.
Is this a combination of the past 2 days?
No. What do you mean?
Okay. Well, okay, so we are to make our collective vocation the building and developing being over. Oh, so this is preserving our culture, mm-hmm. preserving ourselves.
So it's like you sit around and you say, like, how can we preserve our culture? Is it like, and so you have a conversation about that. How do we preserve it? I think part of like celebrating things like Kwanzaa is a way to preserve it. Maybe focusing on like what sort of art you can study. Also just like learning more about our history and culture. So maybe it's a day where you like watch a documentary. Right? It's like
digging. I like that.
It's a day where you'd have these conversations and then you dig deeper into Blackness and African Americanness.
I love it. And I have a documentary I'd like to suggest, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It is on Netflix, and it is this documentary that I discovered a couple days ago. It's really heartwarming. It's called Floyd Norman, An Animated Life. Mm. And it's about the first African-American animator for Disney.
Oh, dope. Yeah.
And he's amazing. He's worked on everything from The Jungle Book to fucking Pixar. He worked in Pixar to Hanna-Barbera to comic books to everything. He had his fingers in it, and he's 81 and he's still working for Disney. He got fired and they asked him to come back. Like, I think it's perfect for this day because it shows our community what we've been doing, what we can do, and what we're still doing.
Yes. Yes. So on Nia Long Day, Nia Long your way into more Black history and culture. So whatever that means for you, dig deep. And then we get to the next day. We're on day 6 here. It is our day of creativity. Kumba.
December 31st.
It's Kumba Day. Kumba.
Kumba.
See, we're already doing Kumba because we're getting creative by making a song about Kumba Day. So, boom.
Oh, I love this.
So in Kumba, we to do always as much as we can in the way that we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it. So get creating some art, make it beautiful. Maybe it's a day where you write a play, or maybe you guys get together as a family and you put on a little talent show and put on some, like, you know, wigs or something, or go take a dance class.
Yes, do it before you get too drunk that night, because I know y'all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're not.
It's New Year's Eve.
Are you still drinking out of that Unity cup?
Oh. Yeah. The Unity Cup. Put the cup down,
okay? And get creative. So maybe just thing in the morning. We already did that. So maybe you go out and like write some poetry. Do something creative about Blackness. You know, don't just like, you know, write something on some chalk on a sidewalk. Unless you write like Black, then okay. But like, you know.
Sure.
But remember, this whole entire purpose of whatever you do, it is all about to dig deeper into Black culture, uplift and celebrate Black culture. So.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, even if it's, this is just good exercises. If you want to reorganize something to make it look jazzier or put on a fun sweater that you feel creative in, this is good for all. Like, I feel like I'm going to do this and it's going to empower myself.
Yes. Again, I would love all of these as long as, like, in the forefront of your mind, the focus is, like, connecting to Black culture and African, like, history. You know, like as long as that is like, I don't want this holiday because this will be the next holiday that gets like reappropriated. And we're like, oh, God.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I am Black, so I was just thinking empowering myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I guess for those who are outside, then it's like you got to, you know, you have the challenge of how do you respectively participate without detracting and taking away from its purpose?
Yeah, I think just keeping in mind that this is an African-American holiday and that you're celebrating, like you've been saying, celebrating African-American culture is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Finding your way to do it without being a Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, you don't need to go that far.
Yeah. All right. Last day, Faith, also known as Imani.
Ooh, we were wrong. Faith is in there.
Oh, that's the one that we got wrong. So that means I got the quiz right and you got it wrong.
I like how that's what you bring up.
Oh, my God.
You are competitive.
Oh, my God. We are like brother and sister because that was some brother-sister stuff. And that's exactly
what I mean. I wasn't participating in that competitive nature.
I guess it goes against the meaning of... I was doing, is there a game one? What day was that? There is not. What's competitive day? No, there's not. Okay.
There's no competitive name. Okay. Someone needs to get back in the Kwanzaa spirit and celebrate some, what was it? What?
Unity Emoja?
Yeah, you need Emoja and you need a little bit of Ujima. Maintain our community together.
Fair enough. Oh, man. Okay. So faith is actually a part of, it is a part of the Kwanzaa practices. And so it's the last day. It's to believe with all of our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle.
Oh, but hold up. This is not religious faith. This is just faith in our people.
Right. But the quiz still just asks about faith. So
PBS.
Trick they question. Kind of, see, you were
lazy.
You were trying to give them shit, and they tricked us. They did trick us.
They did. Because this faith is more of like support and believing of our people.
That's true. Yeah. So on that last day, you gather around and you just say, "Ooh, I believe," or something. I don't know.
I love you.
I love you.
Hug people.
And also maybe just even like, you know, maybe have a conversation about who are our teachers and our leaders. And just sort of like looking back into our history of where we're going, where we were and where we're going. And just really celebrating that.
Yeah, call your mom. Mm-hmm. Call your dad. Call your grandparents.
And even like tell them, you know what, I appreciate you for the struggles that you went through as, you know, X, Y, and Z, as a Black woman, as, you know, whatever. Yeah. And sometimes people, it's nice to hear that because so maybe they don't even think twice about their experience, but you just acknowledging it is beautiful and having a conversation about that.
Feels good.
So those are the 7 days. Each one of the days you light a candle and that's what you...
I love it. That all of these are just wonderful, heartwarming, you know, and active. They're verbs too. Like you can go and do these things. You can actively do these things.
Absolutely. And I would encourage, especially all of our Black listeners who have connections to, who identify as Black or have family members who are Black or have any bit of Blackness within you. I think now more than ever, this is a holiday that we should all absolutely dive into and celebrate. And those who are not, you can absolutely uplift. You can still participate in your own ways as well. But I definitely, like, I'm with you. I definitely want to celebrate some Kwanzaa this year. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I never have. I think one person in my family tried to, and then...
I know. It's just one of those things where people... I feel like it takes a lot of effort and our media isn't there promoting it, you know? Yeah,
this should be also like they should on the, you know, 6 o'clock news of like, all right, today is Emoja for all you folks who are celebrating Kwanzaa. And just like, I think people just don't
That'd
know
be
what
awesome.
It, no one knew what it was. I didn't know what all these each
I don't
days
know.
Were.
I and
didn't know.
Honestly, it takes a lot. Like what we're doing right now, we all have like 8 second attention spans. Mm-hmm. So I see all this stuff. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. And then I move on. So this is good. This is really like cementing it in for me. And hopefully all you guys who are listening and this can kind of help you celebrate it as well. I'm going to write some cue cards up, be like a little advent calendar for a week.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and
all right.
Enjoy each thing.
Put a little plug on. Mm-hmm. All right. And okay, let's go over to you and talk about what the 7 symbols are of how there's a certain sort of setup that you got to have as well to celebrate Kwanzaa properly.
Love it. Let's do it. Symbols of Kwanzaa,
symbols of Kwanzaa, here they are.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so now that we've gone through the different days and what they represent, I'm going to get you going with a starter pack of some of the shit that you need to celebrate Kwanzaa.
Here we go. Make that list. Check it twice. Just when you thought you were done decorating for the holidays, you ain't.
You ain't. You get to extend it a little bit longer. Ooh. Maybe decorate a Christmas tree. Do a hybrid. That's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, what do I need?
Okay, so the first thing that you need is called mazo.
What's that?
Or crops. So basically,
get a bunch of crops.
Well, you need fruits, nuts, vegetables. They work as the base of the holiday, and they're patterned after the African harvest. So joy, sharing, unity, fruits of labor. So it kind of celebrates family, tribe, community. So basically, if you have like some nuts, some fruit, some
I'm
vegetables.
I'm allergic.
Well, then no nuts for you.
Okay. All right.
But you can do your fruits and vegetables.
And so when Aneke and I, when we come for our TV special, You Got Kwanzaa'd.
You better get those nuts out of there.
When you see me come in, I need you to, like, just push the nuts out. Oh, wait, no, is but it... we quanted them, so it's okay. I just won't bring any nuts. But these nuts.
But is it
nuts,
every single nut?
I just like, you know, I don't like to experiment. I just like to, you know, I have a nut phobia just because, you know, you've had one nut, you've had them all.
What about a coconut?
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yeah, so put some coconuts out.
So, yeah, you can
out.
Have a coconut.
That's fine. What I like about that is that touches into your Jamaican heritage.
See? The African diaspora.
Yes, I'm into it.
My
and I also love, like, the decorations. It's like, you know, it's about, like, sort of, like, giving. And so, like, it's like Thanksgiving for an extra
yes.
7 days.
Oh, I love it. It isn't just one day where you stuff yourself in a genocide of people in America. It's called celebrating African Americans.
Yeah, absolutely.
With fruits and just, you know, all that good shit.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Also, I do like how, like, in some of the history that I was studying is that the family is like mm-hmm. the tribe and the tribe is like the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because, I mean, tribes are so, they aren't so structured as they were in different parts of the world and in Africa as they are now. We kind of create our own tribes.
Yeah.
And so if you are not around your family at this time of the year, you can still create your own tribe with your friends and your neighbors and your support network. So it's basically just the people who create the fabric of who you are. Celebrate them by creating a spread of fruits, nuts, and vegetables.
Spread them nuts.
Okay, number two. Did you just say spread them nuts?
Yes, I did.
Stop it. Okay, the next one. Makeka.
Ooh, good pronunciation. Makeka. Look at you.
Thank you.
She's doing it. What's that?
Thank you. It's the placemat. Oh. So basically, you got all these fruits, nuts, and vegetables, and you don't know what the hell you're going to put it on. So you need to get yourself a makeka, which is made from straw or cloth, and it comes directly from Africa and expresses history, culture, and tradition. I mean, not everybody's going to be able to get an African makeka, so I feel like if you just have a nice placemat, that should be fine.
And maybe... And some sort of, like, maybe, again, like, the goal, and I know we're, for some of you, us, it's a last-minute Kwanzaa shop fest, so you're like, oh, God, I just listened to this. It's Friday. You have, like, 2 days before Kwanzaa, or 3 days. But maybe, like, try to find something that, you know, it shouldn't be, like, a My Little Pony placement.
No, let's try and make it nice. I mean, I don't want to knock anybody and prevent them from celebrating the holiday because they don't got something.
Yes. Yes.
But this might be a good opportunity on day 29, December 29th, to go to the African shop in your neighborhood to buy yourself a makeka.
Beautiful. You could always upgrade in the middle of your Kwanzaa celebration.
So, okay, history is built on tradition, work of others. So that's one way of celebrating is by getting a makeka, which is history because it's built by Africans and tradition because it's weaving. Mm-hmm. If you have, there's also different types of material. There's some that you might want to look out for. Kente cloth is a beautiful type of cloth that is traditionally African. You can use that. There's African mud cloth, which is a thicker material, not as intricately woven as kente cloth is. It's more of like a printed material that is used by dyeing different types of mud. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's generally like a dark brown with different beautiful patterns. Kente cloth is more of a vibrant, like, yellow, green, red kind of pattern. And
damn,
other textiles from...
You
yeah.
know your cloths and materials. I am impressed. I would not...
I'm crafty.
She is a crafty lady. Ready for that creativity day.
Yes. So basically, you want to put a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be saying for these symbols directly on top of the makeka. And I'll go through that a little bit later on, too, in the list. All right, you ready for number three?
Yeah, what's the third symbol on the third?
The bunzi.
Ooh, sounds fun.
And this is an ear of corn. So now, I don't want you guys to get confused with the first one, which is the mazazo, which is fruits, nuts, and vegetables. That's just everything.
Yeah.
But the third symbol is important. It's the ear of corn, which is vibunzi, which is big. I would say most cultures celebrate corn. A lot of cultures celebrate corn. We have an obsession
with corn. And actually, in the U.S., we have too much corn. That's why there's corn in everything. There's like a documentary about like the dangers of we have too much corn. In America.
Yes. Too much corn.
You feed it
but,
to the cows.
Well, here's something then.
You could take this corn and just put it in your display and then there you go. We're getting rid of some of it.
Yeah. Or go and get some organic, holistic, delicious, non-GMO corn.
Oh, that's an idea.
so many different types of corn out there. Like, there's so many beautiful different types of corn, so many different types of flavor. Expand it. Don't just go and, I mean, if you don't got a lot of money, I don't blame you. Just go and get an ear of corn to celebrate. But if you got a little bit of time and some money, go to your farmer's market, find that pretty ass, like, blue, black, multicolored corn. Get it. Celebrate it. Yeah. Live. Be creative.
Be creative.
So what does corn represent?
What's it mean?
The stalk of corn, it represents fertility and symbolizes that through the reproduction of children. The future hopes of the family are brought to life. So, okay, you're not ready to have some kids. Mm-mm. And you want to celebrate Kwanzaa.
What do you do? You got to have the seven just symbols.
Think of corn as just your hope in future generations.
Right, yes, absolutely. Which makes sense.
So instead of your own fertility, just the future generations of the world and what we are passing on to them, that we can't just only think of our own generation. We got to think about how this is going to, you know, push forward.
Absolutely. And you know, when I was looking into Kwanzaa, I was looking at this, and when I got to this one, I was like, okay, this is a little heteronormative. And then I started doing some research on the history of African homosexuality. So that's coming, little teaser. I did some research. It's coming to you next year in Minority Corner of the New Year. So
I love that teaser. Little plug teaser, listen up. So if you have children, I don't think that this part, like, you can be whatever family and have children in it. So you want to have an ear of corn for each child.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. Because everything is about, because, like, a lot of Kwanzaa is about the community. And, like, this is where you literally get the phrase, it takes a village from.
Yeah.
And that, like, we're all responsible for our children together. So you're right. I take back my pitchfork. I take back my
your
gay against the heteronormative pitchfork. I take it back. But I'm still going to do that research and that expose.
If you don't have any children, two ears of corn are still put on the makeka, which is the mat, because each family is responsible to the children of our community. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's just your hopes and dreams and the children.
I believe the children of our future put corn to Whitney on the makeka, because we're responsible for the children using speaking your corn.
Of, yes. Why aren't there more R&B pop singers singing Kwanzaa songs?
We're looking at you, Patty. Do I need to write this on the cue? She's still late. She's supposed to sing our Kwanzaa song, Patti LaBelle.
I know, she's still not here. My spray is getting cold.
She was supposed to be here. But there should be more, like, R&B Kwanzaa songs. Brandy, what are you doing? Well, she's trying to...
Nothing.
She's still fighting with her record label. That's what the phrase Free Brandy comes in. It's a hashtag.
Well, she's being kind of bitchy to Monica, so for no reason.
What? But they just recorded, like, a new song together, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, and apparently she's, like, mad at Monica about some shit. She's, like, talking shit on Instagram. It's petty.
Don't be mad at Monica. Brandy. Monica has breathing respiratory issues. Leave her alone. And you know what? I will say this. The boy was hers, yes. Brandy. The boy was hers. Even though not really, because I was a huge Monica fan. I was like, you know, back when you were a kid, you like hate the other. You can only like one thing. Everything is black and white. Like there's no gray area.
I was a Brandy fan.
I was a Monica fan. I'm embarrassed. I was livid when Mekhi Phifer showed up at the door of Brandy's. Because he did choose her.
You were? I was like, mm-hmm, that's right.
It is kind of fucked up. He does choose Brandy. And Monica's just like, I'm here too.
This is why I don't understand why Brandy has a problem with Monica. Like, clearly Brandy won the pop star battle. Like, why is she having an issue with Monica?
She also got to release her album before Monica. The Boy Is Mine album came out before Monica. Monica had to release hers months later.
You know what? I feel bad for Monica.
And she actually, I didn't buy the Monica album at first because track two was The Boy Is Mine. And then I looked down. Number nine was Take Him Back. I was like, you need to make it. So I saved my allowance for two more
weeks. That's smart. That's good. Okay, moving back to Kwanzaa.
All right, back to the symbols. Little Kwanzaa tangent break.
Okay, so now we're going to the meat and potatoes. It is called the Mishuma Saba. Mishuma Saba.
Well done.
Which are the seven candles. So as you remember, Kwanzaa has an African candelabra that you stick candles in.
Correct. Yes. Yes. The African candelabra.
And candles are a ceremonial object with two primary purposes: to recreate symbolically the sun's power and to provide light. So basically, like how in Hanukkah, they light 8 candles to celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah, because that's how long the oil lasted for the traveling Jewish people at the time. We are lighting 7 candles for Kwanzaa because it's symbolizes the sun's power. So the sun gives us warmth, gives us energy. It's literally what causes our earth. It's the reason why we're alive right now. And so we are celebrating our lives and our sun and the warmth and knowledge through lighting these candles. Yeah. Now, you got to have specific colors. So there's...
Yes, you can't just be like, here's my turquoise.
Yeah, no, take your turquoise candles, put them back in your closet.
Here's my purple.
Save it for your birthday.
Here's my horns.
Save it.
Fair enough.
Put them around your house. And you can't, like, use your, like, scented Yankee Doodle candle or whatever. No. Mm.
These are specific.
These are specific. So you need 3 red, you need 3 green, and you need 1 black. I think this is what gets people tripped up about Kwanzaa, because we're starting to get into a lot of rules and regulations right now.
But they're just specific. And here's the thing. Once you set yourself up, you're kind of good for a while, and you just have your Kwanzaa closet box.
It's true. Get your Kwanzaa box out of your Kwanzaa corner in your Kwanzaa closet.
Get that Kwanzaa out of that corner. That is one of our Kwanzaa songs.
Oh, I like that. I'm
on our Kwanzaa album. Get that Kwanzaa out of that corner.
Kwanzaa, 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 Kwanzaa.
Get that Kwanzaa out of the corner. It's a dance beat. It's like a 70s funky.
I like it. It's our disco track. Okay, so the black candle symbolizes umoja, unity, which is the first day, the basis of success, and is lit on December 26th. So basically, you are lighting a candle every single day. The 3 green candles, so first you light your black candle, then you light your green candles, and they represent Nia, Umoja, and Imani, and they're placed on the right of the umoja candles, while the 3 red candles represent... oh my God, it's that one word.
You can do it. Wait.
Kujima.
You can do it. it. Come on. Kugichagulija.
You have the pronunciation. Yeah, oh yeah, Kugichagulija.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, that. There you go.
And then...
Ujamaa.
Ujamaa. And Kumba. Then Kumba. And you place those on the left. So you light 1 candle each day, and you basically, just to make it easy on yourself, you go back and, is it back and forth? Or is it first 3?
Well, you do one for, I guess you would go, I guess you would color coordinated whichever one, then you do that one next. So,
yeah.
So it does seem like it would go, I don't know the order, I'd have to look at the order of like, and you might even... That first year, you might even need to put a little name tag next to which one is which for yourself.
Until just you're to like help a, you out.
Your first year. It's your first trial run until you're like a Kwanzaa veteran. You're like, nope, that one's Nia.
That oh, one's I got Ujamaa. It. Okay, this is it. So you want to do the first 3 red candles, and then the last 3 are the green candles.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So you light black, and then you do red for 3 days, and then you do green for 3 days.
So just, okay, very, all right, I see.
Yeah. And then, and remember when you light the candles, you talk, that's usually about the time when you're going to talk about the purpose of the day.
Right. Yeah.
Fire's mystique, like the sun, is irresistible and can destroy or create with its mesmerizing, frightening, and mystifying powers. So the reason that we light candles, I think, also is because we are tribal people. And in every single culture around the world is based off of storytelling around a fire. So this is just a way of recreating that process of community by creating a tiny little neat candle fire. You don't want a bonfire in your house.
No, just nice and safe and contained, and it's beautiful and it's lovely and symbolic.
Yes. And the colors represent African gods, which is really exciting. Yeah. So red is the color of Shango, the Yoruba god of fire. Ooh, Shango, I am into you. Shango is lit.
Yeah, he's gonna light it up.
So Shango is the god of thunderbolts. He lives up in the clouds and sends them down whenever he gets angry or upset.
They just stole everything from us. I see you, Greek. I see you, Greek islands. I see you, Zeus. Oh, you mean Shango?
Oh, do you think that it's stolen, or do you like, just think it's a division of this of a shared belief? just in two separate parts of the world.
That's true. I think everybody always has like some sort of like lightning god, and he's like, I guess if you are like some ancient civilization, you see that lightning come down, it's fucking terrifying. Yeah. If you believe in the heavens, you're like, oh damn, the most all-powerful thing ever just did that.
Yeah, because that shit, like, I mean,
because everybody seems like they have some sort of like leader king god, or like, you know, that is angry and vengeful and like throws down lightning bolt.
Because lightning's scary as fuck.
Lightning bolt. They're like LARPing.
They like that.
God's just LARPing.
Black. Can you guess what black is?
Black is for the people. This is for my people.
Yes.
My earth people. My black people. That is
another hit off of our Kwanzaa album.
Can you? And it's just called Can You Guess What Black Is? And that's,
that's
and it's
song.
Got an interlude with you and literally black. Doing that, and then we just jump right into it. It's a big club banger.
I love it. It's gonna watch out, all you discotheques. We're coming for you. So basically, black is for people, earth, source of light, representing hope, creativity, faith, and denoting messages of the opening and closing of doors. So basically, it is the salt of the earth. It is what light creates. Mm-hmm. And then green. Green represents earth that sustains our life and provides hope, divination, employment, and fruits of the harvest.
I love that. So it's like really getting back to the earth. And like, I mean, you know, global warming, y'all. It's not a myth. So it's
not
like
a myth.
Also, this holiday celebrates, you know, getting back to, you know, earth. That's beautiful.
I love it. Okay, so you need to put all these damn candles in their representations.
You mean I can't just lay them on my mat and call it a day?
No.
Oh my God.
You need a candle holder or an African candelabra called Kinara.
Yeah, even. Where am I going to get this candelabra from?
Literally, you can find a Kinara anywhere. It's like the one thing for Kwanzaa that they got at Target.
Oh, that's true.
So, and if
candles sold separately. Yeah. That's how they get you. That's how they nickel and dime you for everything.
Damn it. So get a Kinara. And you know what? Even if you this year you may not have a Kinara, you might just need to put 7 candle holders up. That's fine. I'm going to say that's fine. But if you take the time, go to your local African shop, go drive through the black neighborhood of town, find that African neighborhood shop that might have, you know, some incense and oils and African black castor oil and some soaps or whatever. Step in there, go look in there, say hi to her working in there or him. And then buy some other local goods that are in there, because you never know what you're going to find that might be actually way more interesting and cool than going to Target.
Yeah. And also, some of you might already be in the neighborhood, and you've got the African store, and you know where to go. Just go get it.
Just go get it.
You have been sitting on a gold mine of Kwanzaa apparel, and you know that every year you're like, damn, I should have been celebrating that Kwanzaa. Well, you've now heard it. The battle cry.
Yes.
Kwanzaa celebration. Go celebrate your people, y'all.
If you are in the Bay Area right now and you're listening to this, Emeryville has an African shop right there on Bay Street. Go in there. Oakland has plenty. You have no excuse. If you live in Concord, just drive your ass to Oakland.
It is time to celebrate this easy-to-do holiday for your people.
And it's going to be cool.
It's going to make you feel hella better about life. Because, like, this shit has been feeling weird and wonky. And we need to feel good about our blackness and our black culture. And this holiday, your family will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So. It is so true. So get your Kinara. And then also, for your Unity Cup, you want to get the Kukumbe Cha Umoja. That is called the special cup. It is what you do to perform when you do your Unity drink or Tambiko libation.
Yep.
And also remember to pour some out for your homies.
Don't forget, pour some for the deceased members. That's so important. Otherwise, just kind of fucks it up. Like, don't be greedy.
There's more wine later. This is about community. And we're a community with the deceased as well. Okay, and then the last one. Last symbol. You ready?
Okay, last one.
Zwadi, or gifts.
Yay! There are presents.
There are presents.
I want some Zwadi.
There are presents.
I want some Zwadi. Zwadi for you. Zwadi for me. Zwadi for you, you, and you. That one was written by Oprah.
Oh, good job.
You get some Zawadi.
You get Zawadi. Everybody's Zawadi. You get Zawadi.
Everybody's walking away with Zawadi.
Zawadi. Okay, so we celebrate Imani on the seventh day of Kwanzaa. So remember, this is the seventh day. And then we give Zawadi on Imani. So we're giving gifts on the last day of Kwanzaa to encourage growth and self-determination, achievement, and success.
And also, it's like commitment, because you got to make it to the seventh day, otherwise you don't get a gift.
You don't get no Zawadi if you don't make it. So if you conk out on day four, no Zawadi for you, motherfucker.
Nope, sorry, Mr. Zawadi.
I'm just going to toss it in this river. Okay, so gifts to celebrate and promote accomplishments. So this is like not just like for consumerism. This is to actually empower and celebrate. So if somebody got a job, get them a briefcase or make them a briefcase, because handmade gifts are encouraged.
Damn, I kind of like, unless you're hella good, I appreciate the thought, but I just got this like really nice lawyer high powering job and I don't need my briefcase falling apart on my first day of work.
Just saying.
I gotta make a good impression.
It's your own choice. It's just, I remember that this is one of the stereotypes that I heard about Kwanzaa all the time. People were like, I don't want to celebrate Kwanzaa because you gotta make your own gifts. It is just encouraged to make your own gifts. Right. It is not a hard and fast rule.
But I do love that. It's like, first of all, it makes you really check in with the person. So you can't just go to like Walgreens and be like, oh, here's an oven mitt.
Right.
Like, are they a cook? Did they tell you that they actually hate cooking and you giving them this oven mitt is actually rude and insensitive?
Exactly.
So, like, you gotta really know these people, and like, you gotta know the people that you're exchanging gifts with. And like, I love that like idea of like empowering what they're already doing.
Yes.
Are they like a painter? Are they like, man, I really want to get into painting? You buy them some paintbrushes and some paint and some paper.
Exactly.
Or like, they're like, I want to get into writing, and you buy them a book about writing. Like, things that are gonna help empower them into the new year.
Yeah. So a Zawadi, not only is it just a gift, it's a gift that actually is meaningful and empowering to the person. So that's like the main point of it, is like, one, I think it's truly beautiful, because the whole celebration of Kwanzaa is about like, oh, community and coming together, being tribe, celebrating us together. But also a Zawadi is a celebration of self within that community, because I mean, it takes good fabric to weave into a beautiful blanket. So you need to be your own strong thread in order to play a part in a community. And a Zawadi is basically saying, thank you for being a strong participant in this, in this fabric.
That is, your metaphor is beautiful. I was also just quoting Golden Girls, because you said, thank you for being a friend.
Aw.
Thank you for being a friend. Kwanzaa episode, Golden Girls.
Yeah.
That is dope. I love that. I love all of this, actually. I can't even lie.
I can't lie either. I'm enjoying this. This is like,
I feel like warm and fuzzy. I feel like, and like, what I love about Kwanzaa, actually, like, I am a true believer. I'm so glad we went on this, like, magical, I feel like today more than ever, you and I were like, lived up to learn, laugh, and play.
We did.
We grabbed hands, we went on a Kwanzaa adventure, and we discovered this Kwanzaa magic together.
It's so true. And because I have to give you props, James, because this was your idea. And you came to me with this idea, and I was like, yeah, this is great. And I was thinking maybe it would just be fun for one segment. But the fact that like you encouraged and did the research for a whole episode, I'm like, I feel very proud to be Black right now.
Me too. And that's, like, this is like one holiday that you can't even get like all bah humbuggy about or something, you know, because it's so not commercial and it's so about personal enrichment.
Yeah.
This holiday is so dope and so beautiful that like, it's like a welcoming to like, you know, most people are kind of upset and bitter by the end of a year.
Right.
And
this is like a great recharge.
Way to like recharge, wrap it up, come together, and
start new.
Get some great energy going into the new year. Absolutely.
If you are bitter about Kwanzaa after reading all of this, you're a dick. Like, I was a dick. I wasn't really bitter about Kwanzaa. I just didn't know anything, and I was just kind of silly about it.
It was ignorant. And so I think this is like part of the education about it. So
yeah,
so this is awesome. I hope everybody has a great Kwanzaa.
Me too. And if you do celebrate Kwanzaa, maybe send us a picture. Send us a picture of your spread.
Yeah, you should definitely I would love, we can engage in the corner kids about, like, send photos or different things that, like, you could even, we can spark the discussion within the minority corner playground about, like, what the different things mean to, we can celebrate Kwanzaa together, minority corner.
I love it. And each day you can tell us maybe different ways that you're celebrating each of the different, you know, principles.
Yeah, let's spread this around. You can, like, let's put it on social media. Let's, like, really, you know, let the masses know that Kwanzaa is... We're gonna... You got Kwanzaa world.
You got Kwanzaa in America. That was amazing!
That was fun. Nice little romp down memory lane. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Time has flown by. And we're also coming to the end of the year, but before that, Aneka, I have a special fucking announcement for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I've been teasing this to you all day.
I'm ready for the announcement.
All night.
I know.
So, guess who? You'll probably know who. But guess who is going to LA to co-host the live red carpet world premiere of the Black Panther movie?
Shut up. Is it me?
No, I don't know. It's you.
Now I feel bad.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Holy fuckballs. Yeah, I just found out today from one of our producers at Marvel.
So wait.
Angela Bassett, get ready.
You're about to
be... James is coming for you.
Oh my God, you're going to meet all of that black excellence on the fucking red carpet?
We'll see. I'm one of the co-hosts, so they might give, like, I might be the one that's dealing with the audience and the fans, you know, I might be out in the field.
Excuse me, going back to Kwanzaa, you are their sole black representation, so they need to have you talking to those black stars.
True, which is, I think that's why I got plucked. I'm the only one on the Marvel team.
Use it. And use your edge. You got it. This is all you.
Thank you. All the stars are aligning. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. So they're like, oh, we can't just have a white person talking to all these people.
It's going
to
be you. Can you do me, I'm so proud of you. Can you do me a favor though?
Yeah.
Can you take some of our minority corner cards?
Pamphlets?
Yeah, just give it to
postcards?
Give one to Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick, just put it in his back pocket. Michael B. Jordan,
here you
hey
go.
Buddy. Slip it into Angela Bassett's purse.
You might like this.
Hey, Lupita Nyong'o. You know what? You know I love to talk up our show, so I probably will.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Thanks for the reminder.
How are we going to be able to catch this?
It'll be on the live stream. I'll make sure you guys know. It'll be at the end of January.
Okay. You let us know.
I will let you guys know. You can tune in and see your boy on the red carpet.
Oh my God, everybody just like give up props to James because he's making a way in the world. And the only, like, you're going to be like one of the only people that I know that are going to be famous and amazing and wonderful. And you better fucking take me at least to some podunk party. I don't care. Just take me.
We will be doing it together at the BET Awards because Nice Tan, your comedy group, is about to blow up as well. So we are in this together.
I know.
Get ready, BET.
Get ready, Minority Corner listeners. You guys are listening to us when we're like... We might be too good for y'all. No, never. Never, never. I won't joke like that. I won't joke. Too good for you guys.
Speaking of which, we love you guys for listening.
Yes.
I hope have a happy, wonderful new year.
Yes.
Have a great, wonderful Kwanzaa.
Yes.
You can catch us on the social medias.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
James, you're on Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Join the Facebook group, Corner Kids Playground, because conversations constantly going in there. So if you are missing
conversations.
In fact, we're not going to be back next week. We're taking a break.
So if you want
some Minority Corner fix after Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, or during Kwanzaa.
During Kwanzaa. Actually, that's actually great. Like, join into the conversation on Kwanzaa and just let us know, like, if you're looking for that tribe, we can be the tribe for you.
Yes.
Just let us know. How's it going? You can post pictures
you can
of your some of the reflections.
African candelabra.
Oh my God. That's it till the end of the year. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you guys.
Thank
you.
Another end to another year.
Yeah.
We love you so much.
All the new,
so grateful to have
all
you.
The existing, all the old listeners, all you guys, just thank you so much. We couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah. Well, happy Kwanzaa. You got Kwanzaa'd, y'all. Part two.
Electric Boogaloo. Eh.
See you next year.
Bye.
Do you love books?
Want to get more out of all that reading you do?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
Join us every Thursday on Reading Glasses, where we help you read better.
Reading Glasses is a show about book culture, teaching you how to enhance your literary life and solve your bookish problems, like
how do you get out of a reading slump?
What's the best book light to use in bed while your partner's trying to sleep?
Where do you hide the bodies of the people who talk while you're trying to read?
In the basement of my apartment building.
Ooh, that's a good place.
Let Bria and I improve your reading life every Thursday on Reading Glasses, Maximum Fun's new culture podcast.
Learn how to read better.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Oliver Wang.
And I'm Morgan Rhodes. We have a brand new show on the Maximum Fun Network that we'd love to share with you. It's called Heat Rocks.
Morgan, we should probably explain what a Heat Rock is.
It is a banger, a fire track, true fire.
Right, dope album. Each episode, we will bring on a special guest to join us to talk about one of their Heat Rocks. It might be a musician.
A writer.
Maybe a scholar.
I mean, I would have been happy to just talk to you about your Heat Rocks, but this is a different show.
Yeah,
so.
I think people might enjoy hearing maybe the guests instead.
To do that, you'll have to go to MaximumFun.org. So if you want to talk about hot music, you should check us out.
Heat Rocks.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.